Allow me the honour of introducing Lady Margaret Sherman. Allow me to introduce Lady Charlotte, Lady Edith, Miss Lady. The introductions of a new crop of debutantes became a blur of bright eyes, hopeful smiles, dangling dance cards, fluttering eyelashes and waving fans. Yet Alistair Mabry, Marquess of Rexton, future Duke of Greystone, suffered through it all with gentlemanly aplomb, wishing to be anywhere other than where he was, his sister's infernal ball. Considering the mad crush of people who attended any affair hosted by the Duke and Duchess of Lovingdon, he was rather certain he wouldn't be missed, except by the mamas, who considered him, at the age of 29, prime marriage material for one of their daughters, rather convinced he was in want of a wife, despite the fact he had, on numerous occasions, indicated quite forcefully the opposite. His father was in good health, his mother had provided a spare, so Rexton was truly in no rush to become shackled. He carried on polite conversations because Grace had asked him not to immediately disappear into the male-only domain of the card room. Once it became obvious senseless banter was all he was willing to grant, the ladies slowly drifted away like so many delicate petals on a summer breeze, dance cards, minus his signature, dangling from their limp wrists. Because he'd promised Grace an hour of his presence in the grand parlour, and a mere 40 minutes had passed, in order to stay true to his word, he wandered to a far corner populated with only ferns. Watching the proceedings carried out before him, he couldn't deny that as much as he detested grand affairs, he was intrigued by the secretive games played, and it was to his benefit to remain in the good graces of the aristocracy, because at some point he would indeed be searching for a wife, one with an impeccable reputation, good breeding, and a penchant for staying out of the gossip sheets. While his own family had withstood numerous scandals, the process of deflecting censure was wearisome, and he had no desire whatsoever to spend the remainder of his life serving as titillating fodder for the gossips. He'd made it a habit to be above reproach, which made him one of the more boring members among his family and friends, but it was advantageous to be considered dull. He wasn't scrutinised very closely, which meant he was free to do as he pleased within the shadows. And within the shadows, life was never dull.
Lord Rexton.
He turned slightly, having no wish to offend the older man. Garrett Hammersley, an American by birth, had embraced England as his own when he moved to London in order to oversee his family's firearms operations. Opening a factory in England had allowed them to claim the business as an international venture, which had added significantly to their stock value. Their subsequent wealth had given him entry into the more elite circles. Their paths crossed from time to time, mostly at the horse races. He was in possession of something Rexton coveted, and his recent attempts to convince the man to part with it had disappointingly failed.
Hammersley? Say, old chap, I was wondering if I might bother you for a tiny favour.
Rexton smiled inwardly. Favours usually came with a price. The question was, would Hammersley pay his?
What did you have in mind?
My young niece, my dear departed brother's daughter, has just had her coming out. Unfortunately, I need someone to help wash off the blemish of her scandalous older sister. I was hoping you'd be willing to step up to the task. Rexton knew the older sister only by reputation. Making quite the splash when she arrived in London a few years earlier, she'd caught the eye of the Earl of Lansdowne, and their fairy tale courtship had captured the attention of most of Britain. A few years after they wed, she had engaged in a notorious public affair that had left Lansdowne with no choice except to divorce her, which had resulted in further scandal because those in the aristocracy worth their salt simply did not divorce under any circumstances. Knowing what it was to be touched by scandal, he had empathy for the younger sister,
but he rather suspected teaching her to box wasn't going to help her situation. I don't really see how I can be of service.